in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, yeah, lots of time.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is James Martinez. Welcome to the Cash Flow Show. John is still out and probably will return on Wednesday. So I've gotten quite a few emails and inquiries about yesterday's show and some of these issues I was talking about with the nature of a lot of collection companies coming after people on alleged debts that they have that are in some cases more than 10 years old. And as some of you have expressed to me in emails, either on live here or via email, that some of you are getting pushed around on debts that are, or alleged debts that have been with you for a good portion of your life. That is completely insane. And I got a fax as well as some stuff sent to me by a colleague of mine that I'm going to discuss with you on the air, and so you can understand and get a little bit more idea of what's going out there. This may not be happening to you specifically, but it's happening to quite a few people out here that have school loans, medical bills, and what and alleged debts that are way beyond the statute of limitations in most states for even collecting on these things. So it's just pure, total, nobody's following the rules. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, most of the rules don't apply. And the most of the reasons they don't apply is because the public doesn't do anything about it. They don't know what the rules are. They don't even know. They haven't read the laws on it, and they don't understand what's going on. They're more just reacting to the fear and possibility of having to deal and pay on an alleged debt that's come out of nowhere. I got one yesterday that's still pending from 1996 on somebody, and they're still calling and they're still writing and they're still driving this guy absolutely crazy. So what we're going to get into today, I know all of you probably watched the State of the Union address that Bush made yesterday. What can I say? I didn't watch it very, very long, but I was more amused at the close-ups of the people in the little congregation there as they're watching him lie and continue to lie and deface the oath that he took and so forth during that State of the Union address. But I was looking at everybody watching him, and some were getting up clapping out of duty to the soldiers, and some were just sitting there in disgust. So I didn't watch that for very long because I know it doesn't really apply anymore, and nobody's listening anyway to what's going on with what he's saying, because pretty much the entire world knows that he's a complete liar and a war criminal, and he just pardoned himself out of a lot of issues having to do with the war, as John mentioned on the air previously. So I know a lot of you probably have that on your mind about the State of the Union. Well, Union? I don't think it's Union. There's no Union. It's total, absolute disharmony all over the place. There's no union. Anyway, we will be back to discuss your credit card issues and get into some of the issues that you probably don't know about regarding the credit card companies, and I'm going to read some of these letters that have come through so you can compare. All right, we'll be back right after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, it's James Martinez. We're back with Cash Flow. I know we got a caller on the line. Bob, are you there?
I think I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You're there. We're here. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, James. I've got a question. A friend of mine actually was listening with me yesterday to your program, and she's more than excited about getting rid of all her credit card debt, so thanks for that. But she had told me also that her ex-husband had taken out a second mortgage on their home. Is there anything you can do with that?
Possibly. You know what? I'm not saying this is going to happen. I still have to look into it, but I am discussing something with a gentleman that has contacted me regarding helping people out with their mortgages, and that may be a possibility. I don't know. I haven't decided because I have to investigate it a little more and determine and see what's best for the situation. I don't know as of yet, but if you email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com and remind me of this little conversation here, I'll see to it that when I get updates or the decisions are made on that I will notify you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, Bob.
Have a good day. Thank you.
All right, man. You take care.
You too.
All righty. There's something I've got to announce to everybody. This is really important. It's very inspirational to me. It kind of shocked me. But this is what I've mentioned with John on the air before, that in order for things to really get better, people are going to have to take certain sacrifices which they've not done before in their life and change their behavior and change their ways. And I want to tell you something. I had a phone conversation yesterday with a gentleman that worked for the collection agencies and had done so for quite some time, and he had a change of heart, shall we say, and is deciding that his tradecraft and the nature of what it is and collecting on people isn't going to work in his life anymore. And I won't give out his name and what, so forth, but this gentleman has been in the business for quite a long time and knows all the names and what to say and been collecting and understands the whole game. Because I've been eating these guys up for lunch, the collection agencies, for years. So I know what they do and I know how they are. And this gentleman was totally different, and I think he's seen the light, so to speak, and he's decided he's going to end that, and instead of collecting on the issues, the debts, the alleged debts that he normally would, he's now going to come to my side, and now he is going to get rid of those and help the people that are having the problems with that all over the U.S. So this is a guy that was on the dark side of the force, so to speak, and now he's come over here. And that is what this show really was about, because I decided and wanted to make sure that this issue is about building bridges between people where before they weren't any, and now they can be. Because this money issue is everybody's problem, it's everybody's business, and it's still going on now. Nobody's addressing it on TV, nobody's saying the truth, nobody, except for Ron Paul, of course. So this is the type of thing I wanted to let all of you know that are listening all over the world now. I get emails from all over the place. So this is the change that I'm looking for. People are finally figuring out that this fiat current money system and the Federal Reserve thing and the whole way we do business with dollars is not going to work anymore. And slavery through the credit cards, slavery through the credit bureaus and so forth doesn't have to go on forever. You can do things about it, and you can change your life for the better. This gentleman that I spoke to yesterday, complete total change of heart. Total change of heart. He was ready. I got a significant email from him in the bottom paragraph. There was something of a spiritual message having to do with the nature of this broadcast and what's really at stake here, because there's a lot at stake. I think from a spiritual perspective, because I think at this stage of the game, this is a big, massive change in the evolution of consciousness for people right now with the way it is in living in an electronic environment, dealing with the computers, credit cards, the way we do transactions now with money. The whole thing is tied into a very sick, ill state of affairs for most of the population here in the U.S. on their relationship between money and how it functions in their life and what money is versus the system that that's created out of a complete illusion that we're living in now. All of that. So it's important that everybody understand that consciousness is the key here. If you change your consciousness and you relate differently to these particular issues with your credit cards, you will move forward and be prosperous and be able to handle yourself through all these coming changes that we're talking about in the next couple of years. Because I've had people come to me, they've had sometimes, the average is about 40 to 50 grand of credit card debt, and I'm speaking to somebody that I've never spoken to before, and for, let's say they're 40 years old, for at least 30 of those years, they've been conditioned to think a certain way on how they relate to their money and how they spend their money and what that does to their self-esteem, what it does to their relationships, what it does with their job, their value, their whole value system and how they relate to other people, classes, all those things in society and what that means. And today, slowly, people are starting to understand that that there's more going on here than just the debt, and that in order to be prosperous in a changing society, you're going to have to change your consciousness on how what wealth means to you, how to manifest more of it, and how to get some cash flow, okay? Whatever currency you're going to be using. Because this is, you know, if you think more about debt, you're going to reinforce more debt around you. So I always mention to people on the phone when they deal with them privately that you're going to get rid of this now. You need to, not me. You need to alter your consciousness because you're going from one paradigm of thinking to a new paradigm of thinking where now you're not using credit cards. You cannot rely on them. The training wheels are off, so to speak, and now you have to bicycle on your own. And a lot of people, that they don't realize that. So all the old behavior modalities of how they used to spend money with the credit cards and all that stuff, that those are still there, and they need to be altered and erased in some particular fashion. Now, I mentioned this before because I played this on a broadcast. I'm not going to play it now, but on a broadcast way long time ago, having to do with a movie that came out called The Secret and the relationship that you have with money and your thinking, because that's really the name of the game here. Energy goes where your mind concentrates, where it flows, cash flow. So that is equally as important in dealing with the issues that you're dealing now. Most of you are educated and understand what's going on with the debt and so forth and how it's been structured and so forth. Not everybody. But once you understand that, then you need to change your consciousness and start creating a kind of wealthy-minded mindset after you've getting rid of this alleged debt and kind of gotten out of the cage. Okay, I'm going to be taking calls today. Again, the telephone number to call in is 800-313-9443. Again, it's 800-313-9443. That's to call in if you have any questions regarding this. Now, we're going to get to this letter that I have here from – this is a collection agency – that goes after people that have school loans, basically. I don't even know if I should name it. I know that they have. I know this particular case before me, but when there's an investigation going on with a collection company, number one, if you're in a situation where they're harassing you, phone calls, the last thing you want to do is get on the phone with them. Because the reason they get on the phone is to engage you, to elicit a response from you, find out where you stand financially, find out if you're working, find out what you own, find out what your intentions are. All of that they take notes with because they have it usually in front of a computer. And they want to find out if you're a worthy candidate of suing as well. So, number one, always stay off the telephone, period, when you're dealing with collection agencies or anybody having to do with the process of somebody coming after an alleged debt of yours. It's a total waste of time for you to be even speaking with them. Most of you don't know what to say or don't know what to say or when you get on the phone or say something wrong, because a lot of times they may be tape recording that phone call and they may say that to you even though it may be illegal. They'll say that to you, and a lot of you get nervous about that and feel like, you know, you're tied in. I mean, they play all of these games. It's like nonstop games, and it's all about intimidation and the fear factor, increasing the pain so much of the probability of doom and gloom on your life that you trigger and shell out some cash and give it to them, then their job is done. So that is what the first thing is. Always stay off the phone. Always, always, always. There's never a reason to be on there ever. If you, some of you are getting phone calls, harassment or whatever, and you're a client of Brad Daly, please let me know and I'll send you something, email you something so you can print it out and stop that. And you're going to have to send it certified return receipt and regular mail so they stop calling you. If you do happen to answer the phone, what you just want to tell them is say, listen, I don't know who you are, dude, but I don't discuss any personal financial matters with people on the phone like you. So send me something in writing and I will gladly respond. So it says to them, shut your mouth. Get out of my face. I'm going to respond. And if you send it something in writing, you better watch what you say because I'm going to tie you up with it if it's wrong. So usually what that means is then they're forced to send you out a letter based upon this alleged debt. And most of these guys know that they shouldn't be doing this anyway. And most of the time they don't send it out certified. So they don't even know if you got it in the first place. And then once you receive that letter, then they really have got to watch it because they're going to determine what and try to figure out what you know about the collection game and the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and so forth. So this particular thing is a student loan. It's about 15 years old. This was discharged. I'm going to read it when we get back, but it was discharged a long time ago because of a disqualifying status this person had. Yet they still came after this guy. Okay, that's crazy. All right, we'll be back right after the break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, this is James Martinez. This is Cashflow. We are back. We're going to get back to this letter that just came in. This was given to me. Okay, this loan took place between 1291 to 492. 1991, okay, and this is a school loan. This gentleman particularly qualified to have this debt discharged anyway because of something that happened to him. So he doesn't owe anything on this. This is a loan that's 15 years old? Longer? Okay, come on. People, this is what's going on. So this guy sends a professional letter saying, you know, that I do not owe this, blah, 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 and explains the whole thing. He sends it certified. He sends an official letter to the Post-Default Services Administrative Wage Garnishment Section Internal Collections Unit for Ed Fund of the State of the California. Okay, and then he gets a letter back. And what the letter is, it's got four barcodes on it. So nobody even read his letter, for starters, that he sent to this particular people investigating, saying, I don't owe this money. And plus, it's way past the statute of limitations anyway to even collect on this. And plus, you guys haven't done your homework. So it comes in with four barcodes, which means nobody read his letter in the first place. The letter that he gets sent back is not sent back certified or any official mail. It's sent back in mass, like a computer spat it out of a machine, which is exactly what happens. So he addressed all these issues saying, you know, this is what happened. I never even used this loan for the length of period of time when I was in school, and now they're coming after this guy. So they come back and respond with something that is totally out of context and is just pre-printed letter that they send out in mass. It's not signed off by anybody. It's sent out by a computer. So they're just going to keep calling and harassing this guy and threatening him based on something that it doesn't even exist anymore and should have been dealt with a long time ago, and he had dealt with it many times over and over. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because we had a caller yesterday that was getting sued on a debt that was years and years and years old for next to nothing. That is what's going on all over the country because of the banking system, and this goes ties all the way into the money system. So these are getting sent out all over the place to the public on college loans, any debts that you may have had. Doesn't even have to be general right now. It could have been 10 years ago. They'll send out mail on it to you, and then you have to deal with it. So I want to hear some of your stories and what's happening to you with this. Give me a call at 800-313-9443 because I need to know about this stuff that's happening in New York. This is happening in California. I know it's happening in other places too, and people are getting steamrolled. Now, if you have unsecured debts and credit card issues, school loans, if you have international credit cards as well, that you're weighing over your head, please dial this number, 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. You can listen to the overview there of Court Mediation Services and Brad Daly to understand how that process can change your life forever. It's been very successful. He's doing a great job, and the people that have already begun this, congratulations to you. And also, as I mentioned before, party's over. Change your thinking. Change your life. Okay, this thing comes in. Now, what people need to know about collection agencies is most of the time they have no idea in the world what they're talking about, and they're calling on stuff that is completely irrelevant to your life. So you never want to talk to them. Number two, they send out their letters in mass, and they usually don't send them certified. They just send them out cheap mail and hope that it's like fishing. It's like a fishing expedition. They send out 10,000, hopefully maybe 50 will respond and 40 will pay. I don't know. But I've seen thousands and thousands and thousands of these letters from all different types of collection agencies all across the country. Now, for some of you that have been strolling along in life, and you're probably 15 grand in the hole, let's say 10, 15, and you still think you don't have a problem, you're wrong. Normally, when somebody hits the 10,000 mark with the general public, it's over because there's no room for mistakes at that particular point when you own 10,000 on several cards or one card, because if you make one mistake, they will jack your interest rate up as high as possible amount, which in some states is 32%, which is complete rape and like absolute insanity to be able to be paying something like that. But it happens all the time. And I have people call me up and say, listen, I called the company and I've been paying correctly on time for 10 years. How can they do this to me? And da, 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 da. I said, well, first of all, there is no you. There is no me. Everybody's disconnected through this electrical banking credit card transaction. The people that you speak to on the other end, you're just a number on their screen. They don't care what loyalty you have, ever, on any card. Period. There's none. Okay? None. So now you call them and says, but I did this, and I paid this, and I was on time. They don't care. They never care. You're talking to a machine. Basically, the person on the phone, usually when you talk to about and you express your grievances, they have no idea what you're talking about and emotionally. They're not even attached to that. They're just like, when are you going to pay it? When are you going to pay it? When are you going to pay it? It's all about getting the money from you and not hearing you. And most of you think when you get these letters across the country, if you're in collection or in a situation like that, that there's something going on emotionally. There's somebody behind a desk that formulated or signed off their name. No, that's not happening at all. None. They don't even know who you are when you get these letters. So you don't have to react like that. Throw it out the window, okay? All right, we're going to be back. Number to call in is 800-313-9443. We'll come back right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All righty, we are back. This is James Martinez with Cash Flow. John, will we be turning tomorrow, I think, and be prepared for Bob Neverett tomorrow as well. I'm always glad to have him on because it's a complete change of thinking and pace, and for a lot of people out there, it's totally new information from a different perspective that they've not been conditioned or taught to even understand. So be ready for that tomorrow. Brace yourselves, as always. It's a great show. Again, now, back to the collection agencies. Okay, these guys have no idea who you are. They don't care who you are. So for you to get emotional about letters that are coming in the mail to you, it's the machines that are doing it. Your anger is towards the machines, not the people on the other side of the phone, because they don't even know who you are, and they're just following the machines telling them what to do when they send out all these collection letters in mass to you. So keep that in mind, because the more you understand that all the guilt and shame and depression and nonsense that you've attached to your credit card debt, you can release all that. And that's really, really, really important that you understand that, because a lot of people that come to me, there's a resolution to all problems for everything in the universe. Everything, there's an answer to it, always. And when they understand the nature of the money, the banking system, they've reviewed that movie, Freedom to Fascism, whatever, the shame and guilt and all the problems associated with whether they had in their personal relationship or professional life are dissolved, because now they know that they've been set up basically, and all these feelings that they've had running through their bodies, hurting them, in fact, don't have to be there, and you can change your life. You look, I know lots of wealthy people. They don't think with debt consciousness at all. It doesn't even come into their awareness. So they don't have these problems. They realize what's going on, but they think completely differently than a person that has kind of debt consciousness. So this broadcast is to alter your consciousness so you can see things in a new, better way, so you have more behavior flexibility consciously and unconsciously, so that you head into this big paradigm shift with the money that's going on now, that you come out and you're happy and you can move forward. Okay, I want to also mention something that I mentioned here before. There's a movie called The Secret. It was about the law of attraction, and there are many notable book authors on that particular broadcast that had great things to say about abundance and the way you're thinking and how that the magnetic field has changed of your thinking and all that, and how it's associated with money. I found out through the grapevine that one of those people was getting ready to do a big deal with the credit card companies, believe it or not, about a week ago. And I'm on a private phone call with somebody, and they're talking about a person that's in this movie that was actually considering doing that. Very, very serious about it. That no longer is going to happen after my conversation with this person, because they obviously – that obviously tells me that the people that made that movie, they may know a part of the story, but they don't know all the story at all. Not at all. Even really successful people that are talking about money or on TV or whatever it is, if you're not including what the money is and how it works in your life and in the courts and in society and everything else, then they're misleading you. They're not telling you the entire truth, either because they don't know out of ignorance or because they know but they can't tell you, otherwise they're not going to get their paycheck. So this was going to occur with one of the more notable representatives in that movie, and I was talking to this actress about it, actually, who knows this person, and I was kind of saying, what in the world is this guy doing using credit cards to promote something when – in the movie, it's mentioned about credit cards, because everybody's in credit card debt and they know it, to get rid of your credit cards. Bob Proctor says that, actually, in the film. And he says, get rid of them. But he says, he doesn't say how to get rid of them correctly, but he does say to get rid of them. So, bottom line is, these people that made this movie, they're not briefed. They don't know. Or they either don't know or don't want to say what's really going on with the banking infrastructure and so forth, because that was an extremely successful movie, extremely successful independent documentary, and a couple others tried to copy it and follow suit. But this gentleman is no longer going to be using credit cards at all, knows what's at stake. If he did, it would ruin his career. Basically, I stopped it because I told the actress I know that if he did that, I was going to go on the air and say, okay, this is what's going on, and this guy would have no credibility anymore at all, and that ended it. So hopefully with that act, I managed to save some people from ever getting entrapped into the system of what the credit cards do. So for those of you that want to express your grievances, you may do so, fine, by calling me here at 800-313-9443. Again, it's 800-313-9443. Now, a lot of you, I want to answer some of the questions that have come in to email from all over the place about your credit card issues. Unsecured is different than secured loans. Unsecured is where, for instance, you get a pamphlet in the mail that from Visa, whatever cards, you know, Capital One or whatever, American Express, and they give you this huge, they waste three trees and give you a bunch of excess paper explaining how great a deal it is, and then you'll see a customer agreement that looks like it should be written in Chinese because nobody can understand it anyway, and then you sign it, and then you get a credit card with $5,000 supposedly. That's an unsecured one, because you created the money by authorizing it and using your signature. That's different. A secured loan is one where some credit cards do secured credit cards, which I would recommend if you have to use a credit card and you for emergencies only, either you use a secured credit card if you can. There's some other cards that are out there that are don't have the same customer agreements as some of the ones that you've dealt with, so you got to look for them. But as get a secured credit card, what that means is you actually give the bank $500. And they in return give you $700 of spending on your card. That thing is completely irrelevant. That's a secured type of credit card. Those I would recommend. I mean, obviously it's best to be cash and carry as much as you can, but in this society, obviously, through the electronic meme that's running everything, you've got to be ready if you need to get a plane, rent a car, whatever, have that emergency credit card there to use, but use a secured credit card. Okay, you can get those if you just look into Google, looked under secured credit cards. You'll get about 50 billion pages on banks that can't wait to do business with you to do secured credit cards. Okay, so use that as a tool if you must, because I know some of you are traveling internationally and have different businesses and are saying, what if? Because it's interesting to me that the paradigm of thinking of people that are so scared that they're not good enough that they won't be able to be ready for a financial surprise. Where that comes from? Do any of you know where that comes from? Why all of you feel like you have to have a credit card? What that really is? How that thinking modality was installed inside of you? Do you know where that came from? Do you know why it's there? Because some of you that I've spoke to on the phone are like total media casualties already, and I have to do a total reframe thing of your thinking on when I'm talking to you about that. Because some of you think say to me worst case scenarios all the time. You don't say great case scenarios. You'll say, well, what if this happens to me? What am I going to do? What if my business goes down? What if I crack my toenail? What if I hit my head on the wall? What if I have a met? What if? Looping around in this fear magnetized state that they won't have the funds available to take care of the problems. And the only way to really deal with that is to have a credit card. Okay, does that make sense? Again, the social conditioning that the credit card companies have installed into you guys is so far and deep that it's altering your decision-making process and your life. That's not going to work here, and it's not going to work in the future either. So always remember that you have to alter your consciousness and understand what's really happening to you, and your whole idea of money and what it is at this current state is not what it really is, as you'll discover tomorrow as we talk a little bit more with Bob Neverett about some of the financial issues. Because a lot of the feelings that you have are not even real. They're just made up. They're just kind of pre-programmed responses to get out of you, and all of you are running around wherever you are with that type of programming inside of you already. Yes, there is a matrix. Yes, and those programs, financial programs, were installed in you and with your parents growing up, how they spent money, how your friends spent money, what you learned in school, all the magazines and media and blah, 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 rah, rah, rah that they've put onto you. All of that affects the way you are financially and how you spend your money and what you determine wealth is. So for those of you that are in over your head, you've had enough, you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And if you're inquiring about getting rid of your unsecured credit card debt, school loans, medical bills that are outstanding, things of that nature, I want you to go ahead, sit down with your wife or significant other or your friends, and go ahead and put the speakerphone on and dial this number, 1-888-213-7655. And listen to what Brad Daly says about court mediation services and what it can do for you. Or you can go back into the archives here and get yourself down and listen to the November 7th broadcast, 2007, with my interview with Brad Daly and some of his clients. I did a subsequent interview after that as well later on, but you have to check on that when I had him on there because I don't recall the date precisely. But A lot, because a lot of this is going to be totally new information to you, and you're going to go, you're not going to believe it right out of the gate. And if that's the case, fine. Go get yourself a movie called Freedom to Fascism. You can call this network to get it, actually, and get yourself a copy of it, many copies of it, to give out to your friends. The telephone number to call to get that is 800-724-2719. Again, it's 800-724-2719. Because, look, people that I speak to are like talking to a bunch of bricks sometimes financially, because the moment I get on the phone with them, they're reacting to the past. They're not reacting to the present circumstances and things that they could know in the moment as I'm speaking to them about this. So a lot of this is new, so they put up a lot of resistance because they can't believe it's possible that they've been screwed over like this. But this movie, as well as other movies that we've discussed on here and interviewed the directors, you can always go into the archives and listen to those as well. There's Maxed Out, the movie. There's In Debt We Trust. There was also Freedom to Fascism, obviously, and John Stadtmiller's interviewed Aaron many times on this network, I believe, regarding that movie. And you can also check it out on the web as well, Freedom to Fascism, the website. And then you can understand what the rah-rah is about Ron Paul and why he's the guy, the only guy, that is really addressing any of the financial issues that all of you are facing today and tomorrow into your future. Because this whole society has been divided up, and there's been a lot of divisions between the public out there. Who's who? What's right? This person's over here. That person's over here. They're not connected to me. And part of this broadcast was to get all of you to think holographically and build bridges between the two of you that are win-win strategies, whatever your religion, whatever your state, whatever your financial status is, so that all of you know and you can band together to go head-to-head against the credit card and the banking system for being, you know, basically a slavery operation. Excuse me, but I had an email from somebody, this was a couple of years ago, that was on the verge of suicide. Their relationship was ending. They were going through a divorce. They were having extreme financial duress. And I want to let everybody know out here, look, don't ever, ever, ever even consider any of that in your life plan, taking your own life because of credit card debt or the situation that you're in. There is always remedy for that. There's never, ever reason to get to that point. If you've gotten to that point, you're the type of person that I want to hear on this radio station. I want you to call in. I want you to let me know about those things that are bothering you, because they're not real at all. The emotions that you're having may be real for you, but the reason for them is not real. That's not real at all. It's programmed and installed way before you even understood what was happening to you. So there's always a reason. And nothing is that important financially to take your own life, because if you do that, you're not only hurting yourself, you're hurting everybody around you, and you're letting the banks win. And those days are over, okay? So, because I have received and heard you over the phone speak about your depression and your relationship to your family and whatnot. And I want to sell you. Listen, if you look on the website, churches, all sorts of groups all over the country now are starting, trying to figure out, finally discovering, oh, wait a minute, we've been had here. We need to do something besides get educated, because, listen, if you want Ron Paul to be president, like the gentleman I spoke to earlier, you're going to have to step out of the normal boundaries that you've been in, the thinking that you've been in, and go into a new thinking and a new way of living and a new way of communicating, because it's my understanding that Ron Paul will probably run on the independent ticket. And when he does do that, there's going to be probably a big shift in the way he's been communicating with people, so that his message can get out to each of you. Because here's the thing. You have a right to freedom of information. You have a right to express how you feel about what the credit card companies have done. You have a right to eliminate all of that credit card debt as well. You have a right to contact your local representatives in your state about abuses, the attorney general, the FTC, all of them. See, there's nothing worse than a collection agency or a lawyer that is called on his own game. Because most of these lawyers that I talk to, that I've dealt with in the past, I don't deal with them now, they don't even know what they're talking about. They don't even know the case that they're suing on. They don't know the issues. They don't even know how they're going to prove their case against somebody that they're suing on, a credit card case in most cases, because they got too many of them, and they use cookie cutter lawsuits against people. Now, this is in the past, and I'm merely demonstrating that to you because it's just a machine. The collection game is a machine made up by some very powerful law agencies like Wolpoff and Abramson, Mann Bracken, Wolpoff and Abramson is one of the biggest ones in the country, and they handle MBNA accounts, Chase accounts, and those guys are crazy. And they handle millions and millions and millions of accounts. It's not personal, it's just the machine of the business coming after you. That's why they never know what the terms are, or check on these dates, or how long these accounts have been around. Okay? All right, we'll be back after this break. This is Cash Flow with James Martinez.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, it's James Martinez. We're back. This is Cash Flow. I got this email in. I want to read it to you. Dear James, this is coming from David in New York. Dear James, love your show. Finally, you've bridged mind, money, and matter. It is mind control. Yeah, it is, pretty much. When are you going national? You know what? I don't know. There's a bunch of contingencies that have to do with that particular issue. It's my thought is this on that. There's a bunch of issues, but one of the big issues obviously is money. The second issue is if I get on the air, I start talking in seven major cities about the credit card companies, that's gonna affect quite a few things on a lot of stations, because a lot of stations have issues with their own banks, and none of them are really touching the subject. I mean, they're all talking finance, but they're not really giving the true issues on the radio. I mean, this is because you can handle the truth here. You, on this network, you can handle the truth, but other networks, they can't handle it. They don't even want to know it. So it is still in the planning phase. Again, there's a bunch of issues at hand regarding that, but I do plan to move forward that. I know John wants that. I know I want that. I know a lot of people are emailing about that particular issue. And as far as the mind control aspect, again, I want to thank Walter Borg for all his research over the years in relation to this whole thing, and him assisting me understanding how this whole thing operates. Again, David, thanks for sending in your email about that. There is a bridge between mind, money, and matter. It's a very important one, and it's the one that's controlling most of you out there that have these problems financially, because you've kind of locked into a systematic way of thinking. It's enslaved you. Now you're entrapped with all these alleged debts that are controlling your life, your relationships, your schooling, the future, your happiness, your abundance, all these things. You change your thinking, you would change your life. Tomorrow, please stay tuned. Tomorrow, my guest will be Bob Neverett. He will be on tomorrow. Hopefully John will be back as well. It's going to come back and go straight into the zone with Bob. Great. All right. So I'm looking forward to that. Again, bring your friends. Make sure you get on tomorrow. Definitely check out the archives if you can't make the show, because you definitely want to hear that tomorrow. Now, again, one more time, if you are having credit card difficulties, you're in over your head, you want to get out of that situation, you're ready, you've decided you want to change your life, please email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, or if you need to speak to me live, you may dial 1-877-331-0626. Again, it's 877-331-0626. And if I miss your call, it's either I'm on the line or something, but I will return your call. Please make sure that you leave me your phone number where you can reach clearly, as well as your email address, just in case we play phone tag, because that seems to happen quite a bit, because I know people have their work schedules, and people are not necessarily listening live. They're listening to archives in different time zones at different places all over the place. I want to say, give a shout out to our friends in Australia that are listening. Hello, everybody. We've got new listeners in Perth, I believe, that are listening. So thanks a lot for your comments there. Also, please, 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 if this is the first time you've listened to this, please get yourself a copy of Freedom to Fascism regarding the subject matter that I'm talking about. If you watch that first and then tune in, it'll probably be less painful for you, and you'll have far better grasp of understanding what's happening to you, and realizing that this credit card debt doesn't even exist in the first place, and no court in the United States has ever, ever, ever proven that anybody has loaned anybody any credit card debt ever. Okay? So the number to get your copy is 800-724-2719. Okay, everybody? Have a great rest of your afternoon, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Gold.